Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
All right, let's do a little local sports rundown brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center. Let's start off with the hockey world. Scott Parker calling it a career as coach for Chi High. That's in your area, but what a career.
What a career. 37 years as the head coach at Chippewa. Was there a year before that as an assistant coach? What can you say? More than 400 wins, 7 trips to states. Mm-hmm. One of their best teams, arguably, that they had this past year.
Yeah,
being ranked number one, winning the conference title, going unbeaten in the Big Rivers, which does not happen very much because the Big Rivers is, in my opinion, the best hockey conference in the state.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Memorial and Hudson and North,
mm-hmm.
New Richmond, now them being added in recently, Rice Lake. I mean, Menominee River Falls. Just to be able to consistently have a contending program for that long is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got a chance, me and some media members talked with Scott yesterday, but also getting a chance to talk with some of his former players and, assistant coaches, just talking about how he was able to be successful. And, Scott Parker is a very honest but caring person. Like, he'll be, we talked a little bit earlier about, honesty and, with Pat Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of it's a little bit like that where he'll be honest with you about things, but you also know he cares about it. And that was kind of, the way he always wanted to approach things. And
mm-hmm.
he's, being an educator as well, he kind of understood like different people learn different ways. So you got to kind of have to, tweak what you do, but not too much because you still need to stay true to your standards. And that's certainly what he and his staffs over the years did.
Mm-hmm. You got a really good piece up at Chippewa.com for anybody that wants to check it out for the Chippewa Herald. But something in the water in Chippewa, I mean, for coaches that stick around for a while.
Yeah. They've had some really good success over the years. Chuck Rakevich just finished his 50th year as a coach. I think mm-hmm. it's about the same 36, 37 years at Chippewa. Longtime boys golf coach Rick Siloy was there for a long time until he passed a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had some really long-term coaches there,
mm-hmm.
and success within those respective programs.
Right. So, big shoes to fill.
Big shoes for whoever it is, and the ball's rolling on that, and it's going to be an entirely new staff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's it's going to take a little time to kind of put, but the plan is ideally to have that in place during the summer, so that way once you get to like summer workouts and stuff, that new coach can be there working with his team,
mm-hmm.
whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be different. I mean, Scott Parker has obviously been there since I've been in Chippewa, so that's always been a constant.
Right. I mean,
but now, well-reserved retirement. I mean, he mm-hmm. retired from teaching last year. Now he's retiring from coaching. He's going to have some free time. He's not going to just, become a hermit. He's, he's still very connected with UW-Eau Claire, which is his alma mater. He was a member of their 1984 title team, national title team. So, I mean, he's hoping to still kind of be involved there with Coach Lone and the Blue Golds. But, he'll still see him around.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just, maybe be a little more,
a little
more relaxed now.
Yeah.
Definitely in the background.
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, definitely check out Brandon's piece, Chippewa.com there. Where else? I mean, you got some golf that you're going to be checking out.
Yeah,
later
it's a busy
today.
Day for me today. The Big Bloomer Boys Golf invites this morning up in Bloomer at Bloomer Memorial, our Veterans Memorial Golf Course. A lot of local teams there. Obviously, Bloomer's hosting. They're off to a fantastic start,
mm-hmm.
bringing back their entire lineup from a team that was at sectionals last year. McDonald Regis, Cadott, Stanley Boyd. I mean, a lot of the smaller local teams from this area will be there for that one. That's always a fun day because it's just such a big golf meet. It's one of, like, as far as the number of teams, it's probably one of the bigger golf meets you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But and then a couple of big softball doubleheaders today as well. Triple Falls hosting Superior, and then showdown between two of the top three teams in the Western Clover Belt with McDonald hosting Fall Creek in a doubleheader. So,
as you said,
two of the top three teams. I think those two, along with Thorpe, I believe, they're still unbeaten in conference play. So,
okay.
But those are the top three teams in the standings.
Okay. Really quick, I wanted to go back to hockey really quick. The Steel, their coach staff's coming back, and
they renewed the lease with Chippewa Ice Arena, mm-hmm. so they'll be at CIA for another 3 years. And yeah, bringing back Chris Ratzlav and Steve Doherty.
Mm-hmm.
A successful first year for them, even if they were a little disappointed missing out on the playoffs. But still, I mean, with a really young team, I mean, that's a you know, SEAL team. That's going to look a little different next year. You get some local faces that are moving on, Peyton Platter, Joe Kelly. But they, I think they have a good base set because they had so many younger guys that could potentially be back. They're already, I mean, they're already hard at work for the offseason. I actually saw Steve Doherty up at the ice arena yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about that, and he had mentioned that, you know, they're, I mean, they're, you know, knee deep into their offseason stuff already. They've been out scouting some tournaments already. They've got the NAHL draft coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that season starts this fall. So, I mean, it'll be, for them, it'll be training camp before you know it.
Yeah. Baseball wise, I know you were just, was it in Bloomer the other day too?
I was actually in Chippewa.
Chippewa, okay.
But, yeah, for the Bloomer and McDonald baseball.
Okay.
And then they played again last night. So, Western Cloverbelt this year is, you know, it's, you know, Regis picked up a win over Cadott on last night. You got Regis, you got Fall Creek, who's got back with the varsity program for the first time in a few years. They were actually co-opting with Black River Falls for a few years.
Okay.
But they're near, at the top of the conference there. You got Bloomer and Cadott kind of hot on their heels. You know, it's going to be quite the race in the Western Clover Belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of the same thing in the Big Rivers, where I think I mentioned this last week, where you don't necessarily, I don't think, have that one dominant team. But you have a bunch of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North is always good.
Right.
Menominee's picked up some big wins early on here in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson River Falls are always in that top three or four.
Mm-hmm. Tennis, I know you were watching some action a couple
days
ago. I
was on Tuesday at Chippewa Falls.
Yep.
In their duel with Eau Claire North and kind of being able to tell the story of their kind of an interesting connection with a bunch of, you know, guys on that team where, you know, they play tennis, but actually they joined tennis through pickleball, which
really?
Is yeah, like their top doubles team of G Mason and Colby Stoll and their top two singles players of Cale Dillenbeck and Jackson Blake were all involved with pickleball before tennis.
Interesting.
Yes, and that, yeah, so that's. And for those of you who don't know pickleball, I mean, you chances are if you've been driving around, you've seen pickleball courts.
Yes.
Like it's like tennis, but it's smaller.
Or you've seen it on TV.
Yeah. It's a really quickly growing sport.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, it is a sport that is picking up, you know, in popularity, you know, mm-hmm. very quickly. But kind of talking to them about that, and they all said like they prefer pickleball. Like it's interesting. I think a lot of times you think of pickleball, you think of like that as a sport for older people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a sport for everyone of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So and that was just kind of an interesting being able to talk to them about, you know, how they got in with that sport and then obviously the gateway to tennis and
right.
how pickleball is something they said, you know, we can play this the rest of our lives. For us, mm-hmm. it's like golf.
Yeah.
For you and me, it's like golf. I mean, we mm-hmm. picked it up at our younger age and it's something that you can just go and do.
Yep. Exactly. So, also, I wanted to, cause you, for track and field, also a few days ago, you had an article about, Trent Nitek.
Yes. From Carolina Cole.
Yes.
Won a couple state sprint titles in Division III last year down the state. And this year, I mean, he's got bigger goals. He's got a football scholarship in his back pocket to Minnesota Duluth. And, you know, this spring he's going out there with the goal of, you know, trying obviously to get back to state, but to set the state record in the 100, you know, in his sprint races when he gets there. And he was pretty close last year. So it's a very realistic goal. Last night he was actually up in Rice Lake for the Rice Lake track invite. He was third in the 100 and the 200. Jackson LeMay from Chippewa Falls won the 100. So,
okay.
I mean, that was a very good, I think, meet for him to be in just because you've got a lot of, you know, Division I, Big Rivers type schools there. And so, you know, you're going to really get challenged. And
mm-hmm.
he was, but that's, you know, that's what you want.
And this is a kid you've been kind of covering the last couple of years, few years,
right?
You know, and I think, was it you that mentioned, you know, football is like
his... Yeah, football's his thing. Like, he joined track last year specifically to kind of up his stock for football.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's exactly what it did. He got on the radar with football coaches more so because of his track season, you know, especially down state when he won,
mm-hmm.
you know, two state titles. Like, I mean, he's fast. I mean, yeah. there's no other way to say that. I mean, he's super fast. And he's going to be going up to Duluth with a... In a class of a lot of local kids that are actually in that, you know, Duluth incoming freshman class, including Carter Bovey from Chippewa Falls. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the future is definitely bright for him.
Mm-hmm. You and I have played softball against his dad, too. And
yeah.
his dad's a monster.
Yes, exactly. So it shouldn't be too much of a surprise, right?
Right, exactly. Also, too, just some WIA stuff, but the NIL did get voted down,
mm-hmm.
which... Anybody thinking, okay, it's not. It's going to come, it sounds
yeah.
like, at some point.
I think
point.
It's just going to be – it's just something that's going to probably be continued to talked about and worked on and tweaked and mm-hmm. everything. Like, you know, because there's still a lot you have to kind of figure out with it. I think that was kind of the thing, and not even so much with NIL in college, but like, you just don't want it to come too quick.
Right.
And then suddenly it's the Wild West. You know, you want to kind of have a little bit more of a crystallized idea of like, okay, well, this is what it means, and this is kind of the impact it could have.
Right. Yeah. And really, does CRBL start this weekend?
CRBL does start this weekend. Four games on Sunday. Hopefully they get them in because of the, you know, obviously they're, you know,
with the weather,
the weather's looking
a little dicey.
A little bit, but yeah, CRBL season starts this weekend and really gets underway, obviously, once you get into March and, April or May.
Yeah.
I'll just keep saying months and eventually
month,
I'll get there.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
yeah, but then that season will be, that'll be rolling.
All right. The Carpet City Flooring Center local spotlights this week goes to?
I am going to go with one we haven't talked about, but we're going to go with New Auburn softball.
Okay.
New Auburn softball. Tuesday night picked up a big win over Bruce. And New Auburn's softball, their first win of the year, their first win actually since returning to varsity play. They did some JV games last year after several years of not having a program. But Coach Courtney Quinn up there is really... You know, they've got a good group of kind of a lot of younger players, and they're just trying to kind of obviously get the program back going, and you know, to get a win, and it was a big win. I mean, they scored a ton of runs in beating Bruce. So, you know, there's a lot of teams that are kind of like that in the area. You know, New Auburn baseball and like Holcomb Cornell baseball as well are teams that, you know, for a while didn't have a varsity team, and now they're trying to get back into it. And it's tough when you go three, four, or five, six, whatever years it is without a varsity program, and you want to get it back going, like. You're really starting from ground zero, which means for a lot of these kids, you know, maybe you played in, you know, Little League or whatever, but it's just such a big jump up. And that was even something I talked about last week with Lake Holcomb Cornell's baseball coach, just about that process, because they've got 10 players and I think 8 of them are freshmen. You know, I know New Auburn softball has a lot of younger players too, so it's tough. But, you know, being able to get a win like that is such a boost for a program that's just looking for, you know, you're just looking for, you know, not literally, you know, literally, but also you're just looking for a win. You're just looking for something to be happy with and something that you can build excitement for. And obviously they got that Tuesday. So we're going to go with New Auburn softball.
All right. Good one there. Blue Golds wise, I know track and field, they've got, again, weather. It's supposed to be home. So we'll see how that goes. And then I know some of them are at the Drake Relays as well down in Iowa. You got tennis that's in action, lacrosse that's also in action. Women's golf going to be going up against Stout. And such, so you got a full slate of, and baseball is going up against Platteville over there too. So, full slate of Blue Golds action. You can check it out at bluegolds.com. Stout athletics, kind of the same thing here too. A lot of, you know, we mentioned golf's going up against each other. You got the track meet that's going on for Eau Claire as well. But believe it or not, the college spring sports are starting to kind of wrap up here too.
Yeah, they always get going, especially track.
Yeah,
they get going, and you know, for the most part, obviously the weather this spring has been pretty good for them because they got going a little bit earlier.
Yeah, baseball for Stout's going to be going up against Oshkosh, and that's the thing too. Like baseball just got a couple more weeks left coming up here. You know, softball's only got a couple more weeks coming up here too before conference tournaments and such. So, but yeah, that's going to be for baseball, big one against Oshkosh. Coming up this weekend here too, but again a full on slate. Stout softball is going to be, they're taking on Oshkosh as well. So there you have it.